It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
President Biden on Tuesday made a speech with a plea for diplomacy, saying the United States and its allies would, quote, give the diplomacy every chance to de-escalate the crisis without bowing to Russian demands that include barring Ukraine from one day joining NATO. But Biden added that Russia might still invade Ukraine despite their unverified claim that it had pulled back some of its estimated 150,000 troops from the border. Biden warned that Russia should expect, quote, overwhelming international condemnation and other repercussions if they proceed. He also said that he will help, quote, defend every inch of NATO territory with a full force of American power to help mitigate the effects of the crisis that would be felt across the U.S. Experts say an invasion of Ukraine would destabilize world energy markets, resulting in higher prices at the gas pumps. Stay tuned. For the very first time, a gun maker has been held liable for a U.S. mass shooting. The Sandy Hook families on Tuesday announced a $73 million settlement with gun maker Remington. The Sandy Hook families sued the company for how it marketed its Bushmaster AR-15-style semi-automatic rifle. The Sandy Hook shooter was armed with that rifle during his rampage in Newtown, Connecticut, that killed 28 people, including 20 young first-grade children. Remington, which has filed for bankruptcy, had offered to pay nearly $33 million to the nine families last July. The final settlement reported to be $73 million. Well, Tuesday must have been settlement day, as Prince Andrew is now also paying up. Andrew was sued in August by Virginia Giuffre, who said she was recruited by Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell when she was a teenager in Palm Beach, Florida. Giuffre, now a mother living in Australia, alleged that she had unwanted sexual encounters with Andrew in New York, London, and on Epstein's private island in the Caribbean in the early 2000s. A one-page settlement statement was filed in U.S. District Court in Manhattan on Tuesday. The settlement comes shortly after a federal judge in New York sought help from the courts in the U.K. and Australia to secure the testimony of witnesses living in those countries. A notice filed to the same judge on Tuesday said that in light of the settlement, Giuffre would be withdrawing her civil claims against Andrew. Her attorney, David Boyce, said in a statement the amount is confidential, but he added that the settlement, quote, speaks for itself. But that's not all. A federal court jury in New York has rejected the former Alaska governor Sarah Palin's libel suit against the New York Times, concluding that the paper is not legally liable for a 2017 editorial that she claimed unfairly linked her to a mass shooting 6 years earlier. The nine-person jury's unanimous verdict came just one day after the judge handling the case, Jed Rakoff, threw out the lawsuit because he said Palin had failed in his judgment to demonstrate actual malice on the part of the Times or its former editorial page editor, James Bennett. Rakoff's announcement of his ruling in the middle of the jury's deliberations prompted some criticism from some legal experts, but the judge said that he remained confident that the jurors had not learned of his decision, and then they came to the same conclusion that he did. And now, a new lawsuit. The family of the cinematographer who died on the set of Alec Baldwin's movie Rust has filed a wrongful death suit against Baldwin, the film's production companies, its producers, and other key members of the crew. Helena Hutchins was fatally shot last October during a rehearsal for a scene for the film. The family's lawsuit alleges that Baldwin and others charged with safety on the set violated numerous industry standards, claiming the production companies and producers cut corners and chose to hire the cheapest crew available, specifically alleging that they, quote, knowingly hired a wholly unqualified armorer. Baldwin's team told CNN they had no comment on the filing. Now on to the former guy's current legal problems. President Biden has ordered the Trump White House visitor logs to be turned over to the January 6th committee. The former guy had claimed the logs were subject to executive privilege. But in a letter on Tuesday, a White House lawyer rejected that claim, saying the National Archives should provide the records within 15 days to the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol. And New York's Attorney General, Letitia James, will go to court Thursday seeking to enforce a subpoena for Donald Trump's testimony in a civil probe that she says uncovered evidence that his company used fraudulent or misleading accounting to get loans and tax breaks. The decision could force Trump and his adult children to testify under oath. In other news, COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are finally declining across the country, but more than 2,000 Americans are still dying every day from the virus. The U.S. is now averaging over 151,000 new COVID-19 cases each day. That's a big difference from the peak of more than 800,000 cases per day just a month ago. But vaccinations across the country are also slowing down. About 64% of Americans are fully vaccinated, but only 28% have received a booster dose. Meanwhile, in Canada, some of the blockades at border crossings over vaccine mandates are finally ending. But protests remain ongoing in downtown Ottawa. Well, this is frightening and a chilly sign of what's likely to come. Early voting has begun in Texas.
If you appreciate these reports and the
Nicole Sandler
show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution.
Election officials in Harris County are sounding the alarm.
My work is fully listener-supported.
Nearly
38% of all mail-in
ballots. Find out more at
NicoleSandler.com.
Because of ID requirements
created by the
state's new Republican-authored voter suppression laws. And finally, if you've gotten a whiff of some news story brewing over at the Fox Not News channel, here's the deal. They've been loudly lying about John Durham, that's the special counsel appointed by then Attorney General Bill Barr, falsely claiming that the Clinton campaign infiltrated Trump's White House servers to spy on him. That is simply not true. It's a lie. But I guess it is a convenient distraction from stories like Trump destroys classified documents and Trump's accounting firm fires him over huge fraud schemes. You get the idea. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com and please click on that donate button.